to Kauai.
Good morning. I call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 10:16 a.m. on Tuesday, May 6, 2025. Present today are all members of the committee. Let's see. Also with us today, we have Committee Assistant Helen Phillips. Looks like we don't quite have our committee page back yet, but he'll be joining. Oh, is he? Oh, very good. Welcome back, Reed Gardiner. Nice to have you with us after a few days out. Also with us is Secretaries Bree Wiley and Leah Frazier and our LIO moderator, Emily Mesh. Thank you for being with us to help us with our committee work today. As a reminder to committee members and folks in the audience, please remember to mute your cell phones. Today, we will be hearing amendments to Senate Bill 57, the capital budget, work draft 34-GS1460-U. Amendment number one is in the amendment packet, and it's my understanding that amendment number one will not be offered. Is that correct, Representative Bynum?
That's correct.
Okay. Next up is amendment number two. Similarly, I'll look to Representative Bynum on amendment number two.
Amendments number two and three will not be offered.
Amendments numbers two and three will not be offered. Give committee members a moment to shuffle papers. That brings us to amendment number four from Representative Staff.
I will not offer amendment four.
Amendment number four will not be offered. Amendment number five, Representative Allard.
Thank you, Co-Chair. I move amendment number five.
And I'll object for the purposes of discussion. Representative Allard.
Thank you. So, This is pretty basic and straightforward. So I'm looking at moving $1.1 million from the UGF to delete it, to add $1 million UGF for a purchase of an established Eagle River Cemetery. So I wanted to go into just a little bit of an explanation on why this is so important. In 2024, the summer of 2024, the Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery ran out of plots for individuals to be buried unless they decided they wanted to be cremated. Then in the end of 2024, early 2025, this year, they found some vacant plots that were up along the fence line where the moose and some of the other animals were. They didn't know those plots were available. So now they have opened up a few more plots that should be gone by 2025 because people are continuing to pass on. There are some other plots that are still available at the Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery for members of the Moose Lodge and Mason Lodge. Other than that, by 2025, the summer, there will be no more burial plots in the Anchorage municipality. So the Eagle River Cemetery has been in works for about 11 years. And they're looking at moving the bank land trust land. It's not going to be sold to Eagle River. It would just go under a different maintenance kind of ownership. And the Eagle River Parks and Rec would maintain that land. And then what would happen is with a $1 million one-time funding, these cemetery plots would be available for anybody in the state of Alaska, but primarily because individuals in the MOA have nowhere to be buried. And the revenue would come in from selling the plots and would be maintained again by the Parks and Rec and Eagle River, so there wouldn't be any more assistance. There is a Eagle River committee for the cemetery, and they have everything laid out and planned. We just need that one-time funding fee, and all is welcome. So I am worried about this. It's a real-life, real-world situation, and I would like to see it go forward. We had thought about bonding for it with the MOA. It would have been a $10 million bond, and Eagle River opted out of that, and we're hoping that we continue that. So I would like your support on this amendment because this is a real issue. Personally, there's people religiously, like me, I'm not being cremated. It's important that I'm not. I'm military, so I could opt to be on J-Bear, or I could opt to be at Arlington, but that's not how a lot of other people are. So I just hope I have your support and everybody could just go forward with this. That's it.
Thank you, Representative Allard. Any committee discussion on this amendment? I'll maintain my objection. I do appreciate that the invitation is open to all should they be looking for a nice place to be buried out in Eagle River, but just given our state's fiscal position and the already significant backlog of deferred maintenance at the university, I don't think this is something I can support today. Representative Allard?
Thank you, and I don't think I was super clear, but we are reallocating or reappropriating the funds. So, yes, it would be taken from the library renovation that has federal dollars backing it and local grants. But I think where people get buried if we're running out of plots is more important. Thank you for your feedback, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Representative Allard. Again, I will maintain my objection and ask the clerk to call the roll.
Representative Galvin?
No.
Representative Hannon?
No.
Representative Bynum?
Yes.
Representative Tomaszewski?
Yes.
Representative Allard?
Yes.
Representative Stapp?
Yes.
Representative Jimmy?
No.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
I'm sorry, could you repeat, Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Yes. Representative Foster?
No.
Representative Josephson?
No.
Representative Schrage?
No.
5 yay, 6 nay.
All right, and a vote of 5 yay and 6 nay. Amendment number 5 fails. That brings us to amendment number 6, sponsored by Representative Tomaszewski. Representative Tomaszewski.
Amendment 6 and 7 will not be offered.
Amendments number 6 and 7 will not be offered. Thank you, Representative Tomaszewski. That brings us to amendment number 8 by Representative Johnson. Representative Johnson.
Amendment number 8 will not be offered.
Okay, and that brings us to amendment number 9, 10, and 11. Representative Johnson.
Amendments number 9, 10, and 11 will also not be offered.
Okay, amendments number 9, 10, and 11 will not be offered. All right, that brings us to the end of our amendments packet, and at this time we will take a brief at ease. We are at ease at 10:23 a.m. We are back on the record at 11:03 a.m. on Tuesday, May 6, 2025. We have a committee substitute for the capital budget. Representative Foster, can I get a motion, please?
Yes, Chair Josephson. I move
Shroggy.
Sorry, Shroggy. I was looking at my paying too much attention to my script here. Co-Chair Shroggy, I move that we adopt the House Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 57, and that's version 34-GS1460/R.
Thank you, and I'll object for the purposes of discussion. My Chief of Staff and Capital Budget Coordinator, Eric Gunderson, will come to the table now to explain the changes in the committee substitute. Now that you're at the table, if you would please put yourself on the record and walk us through the changes.
For the record, Eric Gunderson, Staff Representative Shroggy, the House Finance Committee and Capital Budget Coordinator. Good afternoon, members of the House Finance Committee. Today, or this morning, I will go over the changes in House CS2 version R. I believe the easiest way to follow along with the changes is going to be the project compare by agency House structure, which members should have in front of them. When members are ready, just as an overview, CS2 incorporates the FY25 capital supplemental items, adds contingency language for capital costs related to two bills, removes two reappropriation, and adds UA, statutory designated program receipt, and federal receipt authority for the UAF Troth Yeda Indigenous Studies Center.
Very good. Please continue.
So under the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, page one, these will all be supplemental items. So the first one is administrative systems updates for the Alaska Energy Authority for $628,000 and $700. Next up, the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission orphaned well formula grants, which is $25 million in federal receipts. Another AOGCC project for orphaned well performance grants. This is $40 million in federal receipts. Next up, Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission risk-based data management systems upgrade, phase one. This is just close to $1.9 million in AOGCC receipts, which is DGF. Moving on, there's the Blood Bank of Alaska, Blood Donor Testing Laboratory, $500,000 in general fund. And the last DCCED project is leased warehouse repairs and improvements for the Alaska Energy Authority, which is $100,000 in energy tech funds. And then next up, I'll just touch on both of the fiscal notes. These are contingent on the passage of bills that are either these bills or substantially similar legislation in the first session of the 34th legislature. We looked at various bills. There are very few with capital costs that have actually moved through the process. So working with Ledge Finance Division and the other body, we identified the few bills that do have capital costs. The first one is SB 92, Department of Revenue for $500,000. And then the next one is the purchase non-voting preferred shares issued by the Commercial Fishing and Agricultural Bank, CFAB, from the Capstone Avionics Fund. And that's under DCCED. I'll move on to page two.
Representative Johnson, did you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I really have a question, although is it common to call out the bills by title or by bill number in the when you add the appropriation or fiscal? I mean, basically it's a fiscal note that we'd add typically at the end of the conference.
Representative Johnson, my understanding is that there are multiple ways of doing it. This is one way that has been used in the past, and just a choice by the committee to do it that way in this committee substitute.
Okay. Yeah. I'll speak to it more at the end. Thanks.
Great. Very good. And Representative Hannon?
Thank you, Co-Chair Shroggy. My question is for Mr. Gunderson. I see where the second fiscal note he referenced, the CFAB or Comfish Ag Bank, but I didn't find that first fiscal note.
That does not show up in the project compare by agency document.
Could you tell me where in the bill it is?
Will take me a minute to find that.
Would you like a brief at ease?
Sure. That would be great.
Brief at ease at 1108. Back on the record, at 11:08 a.m., Mr. Gunderson.
For the record, Eric Gunderson. And just to put this on the record, you can find that contingent fiscal note on page 57, section 24, under the contingencies language section.
Very good. Not seeing additional questions. Please continue.
Great. I will move on to page 3, Office of the Governor. There's $342,272 for election security grants under the Help America Vote Act. These are federal funds awarded by the Elections Assistance Commission. And there is also additional language to reappropriate the balance of the capital income fund under the Office of the Governor for statewide deferred maintenance, renovation, and repair for fiscal year 25. Moving on to page 4. Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. The first item is flood mitigation for acquisition of high hazard areas in the Matanuska Borough. This is $2.5 million in federal receipts. Next up, there is a roughly $5.1 million reduction in federal receipts to repeal congressionally directed spending for rock slide mitigation to protect Skagway's port. This was proposed by the governor's office. And then the final item under DMVA is a scope change to allow funds associated with the Interior Alaska Veterans Cemetery to be used at their new site. Moving on to page 5, Department of Natural Resources, there is one item, National Recreational Trails Federal Grant Program, $600,000 in federal receipts. And then Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, the first item is the Alaska Marine Highway System Vessel Overhaul Annual Certification and Shoreside Facilities for $6.5 million in general fund. You'll also see the federal aid state match. This is where those two reappropriations that were removed show up. The first is the Palmer-Wasilla Highway Improvements, Phase 2, and then the second item removed is the Matanuska-Susitna Fairview Loop Road Reconstruction. There is also a $3 million addition reapprope for earthquake relief federally ineligible costs. This was also proposed by the governor in the FY25 supplemental.
Question.
Yeah, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I could go back for a moment to the page 5, National Recreational Trails Federal Grant Program. Would that be an appropriation for what we're calling the Long Trail, or is that just a general appropriation into trails?
Thank you for the question, Representative. And I can just read the project description. Which states this project is crucial for community organizations statewide as it leverages 10-to-1 federal funding for trail development and improvement projects. Grants are distributed proportionally among motorized, non-motorized, and diversified trail needs assessed by the Outdoor Recreational Trails Advisory Board. The remaining receipt authority from FY25 is not sufficient to execute the grant agreements between February and May 2025. I'm not aware that it's directly tied to the Alaska Long Trail.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Gunderson, please continue.
And I believe I was on page 7, University of Alaska. This is one other change in the committee substitute for the University of Alaska. This is the University of Alaska Fairbanks Trothieta Indigenous Studies Center. We are adding $2 million in federal receipts and $51 million in statutory designated program receipts this request came to us from the university, and they plan to continue fundraising to capture the SDPR to help fund this program to completion. There's no UGF cost associated with this addition.
Okay,
and
very good.
Those are the changes in committee substitute 2, version R.
Very good. That brings us to committee discussion. Representative Hannon.
Thank you, Co-Chair Shragi. Mr. Gunderson, I want to go back to on page 4, the repeal of congressionally directed spending for Rock Slide Mitigation in Skagway-Sport. Can you just tell me, is that project concluded and this money is in excess, or it was not awarded by Congress, therefore it's just a money shuffle?
Thank you for the question, Representative. I do not know that off the top of my head. I might see if Mr. Partlow with Ledge Finance is aware, but if not, I'm happy to look into that. My understanding is it's essentially a cleanup item, that these were hollow receipt authority, but I can't recall what was the conclusion of that program.
Mr. Partlow, are you able to speak to this item?
Michael Partlow with Legislative Finance, through the chair to Representative Hannon. My understanding is that the federal award was not received, and therefore it is hollow authority.
Okay. Thank you. That's
very good. Representative Stapp.
Yeah, thank you, Co-Chair, through the chair to wonderful staff, and maybe Mr. Partlow. So same page 4, scope change to allow associated funds with the Interior Veterans Cemetery. That, to me, that should be like an increase in federal receipt authority, because we got an award from the federal government back in December, but I don't see the line item on the page. Can you help me there?
Through the chair to Representative Stapp. The item you're looking at in this report is a scope change to allow previous appropriation to be used at the new location for the Veterans Cemetery. The award of the federal receipt authority for federal funding to build the cemetery was a separate appropriation than this one. So you're just not seeing. They're two separate items for the same purpose. The purpose of the scope change, because the proposed location for the cemetery has changed multiple times. A previous appropriation had limited it to a specific location, and this scope change allows them to expend that previous appropriation at the newest location where they plan to build the cemetery.
Okay, follow up, Mr. Co-Chair.
Follow up.
Yep, thanks. Where do I see the language associated with the scope change? And the second aspect of that is the money that is still in CASR for the previous appropriation. Do we need to take action to appropriate that to the new location, or is by changing the scope, and I guess in the language section, appropriate, through the chair?
Through the chair to Representative Stapp, all you need is the scope change to allow them to expend the money, and the item is in the language section of the bill. I don't remember the exact section number.
Thank you.
Is that satisfactory, Representative Stapp? Very good. Is there additional committee discussion? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Gunderson and Mr. Partlow. I am going to remove my objection so that the committee can adopt the CS as our working document. Are there any further objections? Not hearing any. House Finance Committee has adopted Committee Substitute 2, version R, for Senate Bill 57. Oh, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before you quite get there, I just want to
object for the purposes of retroact. I will. I think we're a little bit procedurally askew here. Let's just consider the working document adopted and allow you an opportunity for discussion.
Okay, that'll work. I just wanted to make note that there's a fiscal note referenced by bill number, and it actually speaks to the Hillcorp tax, which I wanted to make note on the record that I in no way would support this bill, knowing that in any indication that this is some kind of support for the Hillcorp tax change.
Thank you for getting that on the record. It's very much appreciated, Representative Johnson. All right. With the committee substitute adopted, we have no further business to come before the committee this morning. Thank you to committee members for your work on this committee substitute. Our next House Finance meeting is this afternoon at 1:30 p.m. to hear House Bill 99, Money Transmission, Virtual Currency. With that, we are adjourned at 11:18 a.m.